Lanza's off for another year of broadcast since Lanza's 2017. And Anna will return tomorrow. Hannah Stanley's here, and we hired her today because she sounds like Anna. Just the name alone. Not so much. Well, sort of the voice a little bit, too. I don't know.
It's Hannah Stavlantis. That's what I go by when she's not here.
That gets your free appetizer boat on Halsted. All right. And Kevin
more
Powell
Zizeki, please. I need
is here. And, of course, Judy is back for another year, whether she likes it or not. And and the lovely and talented Violetta Podomatic as well. Counting down the days.
Until, we're all here, no big deal.
I know. She's been here the whole time, and she just doesn't want to let anybody forget that I worked all the time while you people weren't here.
I just missed you guys, okay?
All right. Well, we're here. We're back.
It was almost a little bit too long to be off.
It was a little almost too long.
We need to go out again.
I forgot Group my bond. Password.
I know. It's been almost 2 weeks since we've been out. Yes. It's like, it's crazy.
And we haven't been, you know, partying at all the past 2 weeks. So, yeah, let's go out.
Right. It's not at all.
That, that hasn't happened.
I was going to try to hibernate until March, but I guess not.
Yeah. After New Year's Eve, I almost had to hibernate until March. All right. Now, listen. You know, we're very proud of the work that we do here on the afternoon show on WGN. There's no question about it. But to me, to my ear, the best radio show, not only in Chicago, but in America, comes on after the Bears games, the post game show, especially this year. There's just been so much material,
especially after a loss.
Yes. All
of them.
And there were 13 opportunities for that with the Hamp OB with Kaz show right here on 720 WGN. The star of that, Ed Obradovich, is joining us for his, I hope not last a broadcast of this. I guess of the football season, that would be the case. But, you know, there'll be plenty to talk about, OB, throughout the spring. And today, there was a press conference, OB. There was a press conference. And it appears that the Bears organization may, in fact, be bringing not only John Fox back, but which we kind of expected, but maybe even Jay Cutler. OB, take it away!
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. What's so happy about it?
I kind of expected that Fox would be back. And I didn't expect, I thought one of the defensive coordinator would be back. I certainly didn't think the offensive coordinator would be back. And there's got to be some more of the position coaches got to be let go. The number one problem with this team right now, forget about the players, there's a problem with coaching, with position coaches here. And it showed in training camp, the exhibition season, and throughout 16 games. They have a real serious coaching problem with the Chicago Bears, and I hope Fox and Pace really address this situation, because what I saw in training camp and the exhibition season, my God, that's when you get your timing down offensively, running and passing. Defensively, that's when you put your blitzes in, all your line tricks, and you just don't wait till the season starts, Ro. And Hannah, come on. That's why they do this stuff. We were not a smart football team this year. We were not well coached, and it just showed throughout 16 games. And it's got to stop, and there's got to be a philosophy change, and Fox has to do it. There's too many guys. They get Veterans Days off. They get grandmother days off. That's enough of this stupidity. It's just enough of this stupidity. Hold the players, hold the coaches, hold the feet to their fire. Make them accountable from day to day, week to week, month to month. You don't think that happens at the Packers, at New England, with Bill Belichick? You better hold the line. Hold the line. If you're not, you're gone.
Yeah. Well, it appears that not only is the line not going to be held, it appears that, I mean, we don't know for sure if Cutler's coming back because they haven't made that announcement, but they certainly were leaning toward it because the idea here is John Fox is making excuses for him, like, well, you know, he was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's like, he was hurt, but isn't that part of the problem? I mean, the last number of years, he has been, basically, since he took that hit on a Sunday night game here against Houston, right? I think it may have been J.J. Watt who hit him. He has never been the same. And that's been like 4 years already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, Ro, what you got to look back, ever since he's been here, under Lovey and everybody we've had here. You know, Cutler has been pummeled year after year. I mean, it's unbelievable. I remember against the New York Giants, what was it, 9 or 10 sacks?
Yeah.
And every year we don't have coaches that seem to think that you got to put five guys in front of him to keep him upright. And I be honest with you, I really don't know where you go in this league, or especially in this draft, because are there really any top-flight quarterbacks in there? No. The only thing you might do is hit lightning in a bottle, which I doubt it. There are not 32 top-flight quarterbacks. You're lucky if you have 8, 10 maybe. Cutler still is a person, I think, that can get the job done. Hoyer seems like he's valuable person. Barkley showed a lot. So I really don't know where you go to get a quarterback in the National Football League through free agency. If it's a good one, you're not going to get him. And in draft, there's really nothing there. So I would do all I could to keep Cutler, Hoyer, and Barkley on this team. That would be what I would hope. And because really, guys, there's nowhere to go.
Hey, Ed, Alshon Jeffrey guaranteed a Super Bowl championship next season. One, is he asking for more drug tests? Two, do they bring back Alshon Jeffrey next year?
You know what? I'm sorry.
By the way, I want to answer that for you. Yes, he's asking for more drug tests.
That individual, you want to talk about being held accountable? I mean, the guy's taking his drugs or whatever it is that he's taking, and all you have to do is watch him, especially the last five games. Watch his pass routes. Watch how he's hustling. That's if you want to call it hustling. Watch him finish routes when he's not the main target. He hardly runs them. And I have a huge problem with him. I have a huge problem with the entire receiving corps. I mean, there's a lot of guys that, I mean, shouldn't be on this team, shouldn't even be in the league. We had one kid, Meredith, kind of a breakthrough. But the rest of the receivers we have on this team, I mean, yeah, we need better people. We really do.
Cameron Meredith stays.
Fear the bird.
I think that Bill Bellamy.
Josh Bellamy.
Josh Bellamy. Yes. Josh Bellamy. Josh Bellamy. You know, it's so funny when Sunday was a perfect example of exactly why this team sucks. They go up to Minnesota, and all you're playing for there is pride and not to get hurt. Right?
It's not even pride.
Yeah. I'm not sure what they were. I mean, poor Minnesota, right? That team looked like they were going to be something. And then
Bridgewater goes down.
Right.
Peterson.
Yep. And so they weren't able to pull themselves together. I'm watching Bellamy does the exact same thing, you know, where they're throwing the ball at him. He's like, what is that thing coming at me? Oh my God. Is it going to hurt if I try to catch it?
It might hurt.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, where do they get these guys? I've never, in my decades of being a Chicago Bears fan, too many decades to even mention at this point, of being a Chicago Bears fan, I've never, ever felt as, in save maybe when I was really young and they were really, really, really bad then. You know, they went 4-10, or they went 3-11 one year when there was still a 14-game season. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just
not a whole lot of bright spots.
That's about it. This is the worst possible season imaginable. And I mean, we had Sweet Lou Canales. You know Sweet Lou, don't you, Ed?
Sure.
He was on with us at the beginning of the season. We always do this thing for years. We've been doing this where we, you know, and he always is overly optimistic because he works at Fox, you know, where they've got the Bears. And so he was like, well, you know, I kind of see him going, you know, 10-6, maybe even 11-5. I go, they're going to go 5-11. And I thought I was doing that just to be dismal. And the reality was, I was way overly optimistic at 5-11. I don't know what to do. And I don't, and all right, so you got, Jordan Howard, you keep him. You obviously the guys who were hurt on the line that were playing well, you try to get those guys healthy. You try to add some more support. Defense looks like it could kind of be okay, but you got to have new receivers. You got to get a real NFL class tight end who can block and go out and catch. And then
that's what you have to look for, obviously, in the draft. You know, we go from the tight end. The tight end is probably the most important receiver in the NFL on every team. Yeah. You go from team to team to team. The tight end, he's always the main guy. Whether he's splitting the zone, he's flaring out. They've got the tight ends doing everything. We do not have a tight end. We got traded for Bennett. We got rid of Bennett to New England last year. We needed a tight end in the draft or in free agency. We didn't get one. Our receivers, we have no receivers. We have no tight ends. And I don't know where they're going to go to get these people. In the draft, we did not have to draft the two people in the first and second rounds that we did this past season. We did not need to draft those people. What we needed was a tight end. I mean, it was glaring right at them. We needed a tight end on this team. We needed defensive backs. We needed weak safety, strong safety, and we needed cornerbacks, shutdown cornerbacks. You saw it defensively all year. Our safeties were horrible. Our cornerbacks were horrible. Tight end. We had no tight end on this football team. It jumped right out at you. And that should have been addressed in the draft and during the offseason. What I just said to you, I saw last year. And guess what? Nothing was done about it. Nobody held these players accountable.
Yeah.
Nobody held these coaches accountable.
Yeah.
What do you have? It's a 3-13 team. And, boy, it looks dismal.
Not since Bob Parsons was the punter and the tight end have I seen.
Bring him back.
No, actually, you know, that's what I mentioned, the punter. That's the funny thing. That guy was your outstanding player. He's your MVP. That's the reason he was on the,
O'Donnell, yeah.
Wasn't O'Donnell on the game day or whatever, the magazine that they had? Was he on the cover of that, the first game of the season? I mean, it becomes like the biggest deal. We haven't even talked about the fact that they need a kicker.
Right.
I mean, that's...
A lot of holes.
Oh, my God.
A lot
God.
Of holes to fill.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Ro, what I was just telling you, and Hannah and Kevin, what I'm telling you, defensively, we're kind of there. We've got some fairly good guys on defense, and boy, do we have a horrible mess offensively.
Yeah. The scoring part.
Is that running back? But I'm telling you,
yeah.
Offensive line, you're going to need a little help. Quarterbacks, they've got to get a total and complete head adjustment over there. And boy, do we need a tight end. And boy, do we need receivers. And there's a, like, Kevin, was that you that just said this? There's a lot of holes on this team. And they better get the hell to work right now, because I'm going to tell you what. If they don't plug and get new people in there that care about the game of football and put out and some coaching done and keeping people's feet right to the fire for 16 games, you're going to see what you saw this coming year, what you saw this past season. Mark my words on that one.
No, don't say it. Don't say it. OB, you are the best, and your show is the best. I'm telling you, I get into the car immediately after the game, and I just drive around for no reason. I always did that, though. I did it when you were with Doug. I would always, I'd run errands, but I would never leave my car.
It didn't matter you were looking for parking.
I was driving in circles just listening, because I just wanted to listen to it. All right.
Thank you, Ed.
Let me tell you something. You got to believe this. I talk to myself every time before that red light goes on in the studio. Okay, Ed, come on now. You know what happened. You know what's going on.
Because
talk like this, you can do it. I know.
Keep it mellow.
It's not working for you. Not working for you.
I tell you, when Mark or something fires at me, the first question, everything I said went right out the window.
Yeah. I know. You need a better, a new mindfulness mantra to be. Yeah. To get through it. All right. Well, OB, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir.
Yeah. Thank you all year, and to your listeners, keep listening, and hopefully we can do something here and get this thing ready to go.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
OB just broke his own kitchen table there. You just heard him do that. Here is Violetta with the Podomatic.